one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to economics, is on the end of our line. Patrick Anderson is with Anderson Economics Group, based out of Lansing. Patrick, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine.
I wanted to get your take on Herman Cain, who is the Republican presidential candidate, his 999 program. Have you had a chance to take a look at that?
I've had a chance to take a look at it, such as it is. It is something that he's articulated a number of times in a number of forums. And right now, I would say his tax plan, such as it is, and President Obama's tax plan, again, such as it is, are the two best-known economic policy proposals among the candidates.
Whose is better?
Well, that's a difficult question. Let me just say that President Obama's plan to basically raise taxes on people that have adjusted gross income of over $250,000 and call it a millionaire's tax has no chance of adoption by the Congress, and I do not think would improve economic growth in the United States. It would be a direct shot at entrepreneurs and investors, and it is really considered by myself and many others as basically a political positioning statement. Herm Cain's, on the other hand, is also one that's not complete. He has outlined it. There's a concept. It has some benefits as a concept, but at this point I don't think it's something that's actually a serious, well-thought-out proposal.
All right, so bottom line, can 999, say Herman Cain becomes president and he puts this in place, can it work?
Well, I mean, if you're willing to make the significant leap of faith or assumption that Herm Cain becomes president, and of course, who would have thought he would be the front runner in the polls in the Republican Party, but he is right now, then in fact you could craft a tax plan that would be something like the 999 plan that would raise approximately the amount of revenue with quite a degree of approximation in the United States of America. And in fact it would have some significant positive benefits that Herm Cain talks about, including dramatically simplifying the tax code, including sharply increasing overall incentives. However, it would be quite disruptive. There's lots of changes in the plan. It's not just in the details. It's right in the structure. This would be a completely different tax system than we have right now.
Give us the details about it from your perspective that would be the most challenging to implement.
Well, the easiest one would be the income tax portion. His 999 plan is 9% income tax, 9% sales tax, and what I think is a 9% corporate income tax. The 9% U.S. individual income tax would be very easy to implement. It would significantly shorten your tax form. It would eliminate a bunch of other taxes, such as payroll taxes. That would be quite easy to do. Would people be all happy about it? A lot of people would. Some people would not, because you have right now an unsettling situation where you have approximately half of the United States of America that pays zero federal income taxes. So for those folks, most of them would be paying more. Not a lot more, but they'd be paying more. The 9% corporate income tax, fairly easy to do, but it does raise a lot of issues about the majority of firms that are not traditional C corporations that you see publicly traded. And then the most controversial and the one that would be most difficult that would be completely new would be a 9% national sales tax. That is the one where there's the most amount of questions and where I must note, for example, Michelle Bachmann's critique was very salient, which was the U.S. government right now doesn't exert the authority to levy a national sales tax. What happens if all of a sudden we create an entirely new sales tax that covers every transaction in the United States and sends money to Washington, D.C.? Are we really going to be able to keep Washington, D.C. to three taxes, or will this be four, five, six, seven, or eight?
And then the question comes, if Mr. Cain is elected and he tries to implement this, can he get the support? I've heard from you and many others that we definitely need to overhaul the way we collect taxes and how the tax system works but no one ever wants to tackle that savage beast.
It is a savage beast from the political point of view. I mean, let's just start with the fact that we now have a system where approximately 50% of Americans don't pay any federal income tax. Almost any possible tax code overhaul that simplifies lower rates results in people that, say, have a household income of $25,000 to start paying federal income taxes, or even $30,000 in some cases. Is that bad? No, I think it would be a good idea if most Americans paid federal income taxes in some amount. But the way we have the situation now, for a good chunk of Americans, their payroll taxes are higher than their federal income taxes. And we're in a situation now where the payroll taxes can't possibly pay for the promised benefits for Social Security and Medicare. So we really have a two-pronged monster here that we're going to have to slay.
All right, the final question for you, Patrick. Herman Cain is elected president, or whoever is elected president, and they say, you know what, we're going to bring in Patrick Anderson as our tax guy. And it's all up to you, Patrick. Whatever you want to do, we're going to support. So if you could do something that was fair, just, and somewhat simple regarding our taxes, what would you do?
Ah, well, first of all, I'd get a lot of protection around me. That's right. I kind of like living here in Michigan. This is my home, so I'm not angling for a federal government job or living in public housing. But one of the things that I think Herm Cain has grabbed this is we really ought to address simplifying the tax code, reducing tax rates on businesses. I mean, even President Obama, in parts of his rhetoric, acknowledges that we have statutory tax rates on our employers that are often the highest among all the competing countries. And then we have a whole raft of complex, different provisions governing that. That makes no sense from the point of view of an investor. And more to the point, it makes no sense from the point of view of an employee. If you want to be hired or you want to hire other people, one thing the government can clearly do much, much, much better is reduce the tax burden and the compliance burden on employers. And that's something that we definitely need to do. And to the extent I'll be giving advice, which I may be doing at least indirectly, I would suggest that we do that.
All right. Patrick Anderson with the Anderson Economic Group. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right. Good morning to you.